First, giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to my new Bethlehem family and the pastor, Reverend Thomas Rogers. And I will be doing the fruits of the Spirit called goodness. The Bible tells us that the word good actually means holy, pure, and righteousness. Literally, goodness is godliness. Goodness can often be seen in our actions, but our hearts has to be pure. The goodness of Christ is to be determined in our lives every day. Good or goodness is that which is pleasing or valuable or useful. Being good means you will be courageous and brave in the face of danger and pain, as well as social rejection. God gives us the ability to speak truth and to power and fight the good fight of faith. The good fight helps you to assess risk, spot traps, and seize opportunities. Goodness to God, God is good, is not just what He does, it's who He is, and who He is never changes. Psalms 46:1 states, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. We can say with absolute confidence that God is good. No matter how bad the storm of life is, no matter how much pain we're experiencing, no matter how much different the outcome is from what we pray for, God is still good. In the hardest moments of life, God comes close to us than we could ever imagine. God is just as good to the parents of obedient children as He is to the parents of children who have rebelled. God is just as good to the family who loses their home in a fire as He is to the family whose house didn't burn down. God is just as good to the single person as He is to the person who gets married. God is just as good to the people who lose their jobs as He is to the people who earns a promotion. Psalm 75:6-7 states, for promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He put it down one and setteth up another. We must stop only talking about God's goodness when an unexpectedly pleasant thing happens. Due to the fact that God's goodness is dependent on an outcome or an emotion or barely missed doomsday story. God is not only good because we avoid danger. God is good because when the storm of life hit, God comes closer to us than the storm ever could. God holds us in His loving arms. He doesn't change. He doesn't falter. He doesn't quit. And He doesn't leave us. No matter what He doesn't do, God doesn't let us go. As stated in Psalms 23:6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, and God bless.